This is your Eagle Radio News. I'm Petty Officer Grant Gorzakowski.
The USS Blue Ridge, flagship of the U.S. 7th Fleet, has set sail from Busan, South Korea, after a five-day port visit. Captain Louis F. Catalina IV, Blue Ridge's commanding officer, thanked the people of Busan and the Republic of Korea Navy for their hospitality, highlighting the visit's role in strengthening cooperation. The Blue Ridge's crew hosted tours for the Republic of Korea Navy sailors, and leaders from the U.S. 7th Fleet met with the Republic of Korea counterparts, coinciding with the Republic of Korea Navy's 80th anniversary fleet review and the U.S. Navy's 250th anniversary Navy Ball. The Blue Ridge's visit underscores the strong U.S.-Republic of Korea alliance and follows the recent trilateral exercise Freedom Edge, demonstrating a commitment to deterring aggression, strengthening alliances, and enhancing warfighting capabilities in the Indo-Pacific. Now the USS Blue Ridge and its 7th Fleet staff are resuming their regular patrols in the region. On October 11th, Nippon Lodge No. 9 led a revitalization project at the main gate of Commander Fleet Activity Sasebo. Volunteers planted flowers aiming to enhance the entrance's visual appeal. Here is Juan Salvera, the Comrail coordinator with more.
Recently, the chief's mess removed the bushes, you know, for security purposes and safety of the pedestrians. And our organization thought we can also contribute and beautify the installation. So when people drive through, that's the first thing they see, and they're like, wow, this looks nice. You know, we do community relations on the installation and to like children's homes off bases as well. We cut grass, you know, do a lot of cleaning around their facilities. Doesn't matter what temperature it is, what season, we just go out and do what we can.
This has been your Eagle Radio News. From all of us here at American Forces Network Sasebo, thanks for listening.